episode 612, Wake Up to Hope.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, ladies. How are you? A big hug to you. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe it is a gorgeous day, and I hope you are smiling from the inside out. I can see your eyes just absolutely glistening from here. You're adorable, and I want you to know how precious that you are. Today is your day to wake up to hope. Most of us don't want to prep for the day before it happens. However, if you want to wake up to hope, you need to start before the clock strikes good night. When you want something different than what you currently have, a change has to occur. But we don't necessarily always want a change, do we? We're like, whoa, wait, back up. Same goes for living a life hope-filled instead of living a life of incredible defeat. Who wants to wake up to timeless defeat? Oh, woe's me. I can't do this. What was I thinking? There's no way I can accomplish this dream. I am totally going insane. You really don't have time for this nonsense. So why do you interject it into your mind? Why do you allow it to interject it in your mind? Why? You got to let those thoughts go because you want to wake up to hope. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. The only thing holding you back is you. If you want to wake up to hope, you need to navigate towards hope. Stop playing these games and stop making excuses. Don't allow yourself to sit there and go to the negativity because it's so easy to do it. You may have woken up this morning going, oh yeah, man, it's just another day. Why isn't it the weekend already? I'm so in need of a Saturday. I want to sleep in. Choose to see the brighter side of things, the brighter side of your circumstances, the brighter side of your decisions, the brighter side of life. What is one thing that is good? It's just one thing. I'm sure you can find one thing that is good. And when you do that, you will erase the negativity. If you want to wake up to hope, you have to create hope. And you can do it right now. You want to wake up to hope. So capture that feeling. Think right now when you hear the word hope. What does that stir inside of you? Do you think of maybe a dolphin comes to mind in the ocean? And you're just like, oh my gosh, I just love that. Just kind of free flowing out in this amazing body of water. And I just see dolphins jumping. Maybe that's your picture of hope. Maybe your picture of hope is just peace and calmness, having things in order and in place. Create that hope then for you. If that's what gives you hope, everything having a place, then that's what you work towards in creating. Maybe your hope looks like this. Your children, absolutely perfect and pristine. Everything put away in its place. You have this good night, good morning with your husband, and it's just the best thing ever. Your intimacy level is through the roof. And you have a job that you wouldn't trade for the world. Now, that picture almost sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? Well, yeah, maybe it is a little bit. But you see, we dream a lot about our negative. We make it bigger than what it really is. Why not make what we have and the gratitude that we have and over-dramatize the good in what we see? You see, what is happening to our tone of our thoughts? They're being eaten. And it's negativity that takes that energy from us. And it zaps us and it says, you know what? I'm not going to allow you to feel this way because you shouldn't feel good. It's easy for us to feel bad. When was the last time that you laughed? Seriously, ask yourself that question. When was the last time that you giggled and almost peed your pants? Now you're giggling now, right? So now was the last time you laughed. But we can think about the last time we were mad at our husband. We can think about the last time we were mad at our best friend. We can hold a grudge for weeks upon weeks. Does that help you wake up to hope? No. It just allows you to continue to live in this timeless defeat. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You deserve hope every day. Create it. Be your beacon of light. As you get ready for bed, I want you to have forward-thinking thoughts. So here's some examples. I can't wait for. I look forward to. I'm excited for. The best part about tomorrow is. Now, these are just examples. You don't have to use that exact terminology, those exact words. But just think about it. I look forward to my crazy day, even though I won't have much time to sleep in. I look forward to meeting all these new people at the conference. Now, that sounds a lot better and a lot more enthusiastic than saying, I really don't want to go to this conference that work's making me go to, but I'm going to get up and go anyway. There's no hope in that. I'd be crying already too. Wake up to hope. I can't wait for this project to be finished, because when my project is finished, I am going to gain freedom for the next one. How cool. That sounds so much better than saying, oh my gosh, I've got this dreaded deadline and I don't think I can get it done and I am so flustered. Which would you rather have? But again, we go to the negative. You want to wake up to hope. I'm excited for what tomorrow brings, because tomorrow my daughter and I are going to go get her driver's license. And I cannot wait. Instead of going, oh man, tomorrow's going to be a horrible day. I've got to sit in and I got to wait for the Department of Transportation. We're going to be there for an hour and a half after school. I really don't have time for this. And all she's going to do is get her permit. And then she's going to complain because she doesn't really want to learn how to drive. Which would you rather say? In fact, who would you rather be? Change the tone of your thoughts and you will wake up to hope. You, my sister, you have a beautiful smile. You have amazing talents to share. It's time to wake up to hope. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.